2.24. Interview with a children's book expert, part 2.
What do you think is the one big thing that helps to make a child a reader?
One of the extraordinary things about reading that isn't talked about enough, I think, there's a lot of talk about how children learn to read and all of this, but actually, and what strategy might be best, but actually, what makes a reader a book? It's finding the book that you really want to read. And so that's the chemistry, that's the chemical moment when a child finds something that they really want to read.
Teenagers can also be quite negative about reading. What do you think can help inspire teenagers to read?
Well, I think the biggest inspiration, well, I would like to say, again, to get back to the idea that it is the right book, but I think there are lots of ways into reading. And one of the things that's very evident is that good films, far from putting children off reading the book, often take children or teenagers to read the book. You take a book like The Beach, all right, it wasn't a book that was written for children, but it was a great teen novel. It was a sort of almost a teen anthem novel. And a lot of teenagers read the book after they'd seen the film.
How do you feel about children reading books which are badly written?
What I certainly wouldn't do is make judgments about quality of writing. One of the weirdest things that happens in children's books is that as soon as a child finds an author that they love, the parents tend to think it's not suitable. Because they think if the child is loving it, it's too easy or too trivial or too whatever. And Jacqueline Wilson is a very good example of this. She's an author who girls particularly found and loved for years. And it's taken the parents a very long time to realise that she is a very good author. And what do you say about someone like J.K. Rowling, who is, you know, not a great literary stylist, but has some really remarkable qualities in her books and will be credited over probably three more generations for having made children readers? I wouldn't want to say children shouldn't have read her books because they're not of great literary quality.